I find it a very interesting question. We're going to be discussing tonight a general question about how much do you trust your Siddur? How much do you trust your Siddur? Do you trust your Siddur? Should you trust your Siddur?
Yes.
You should.
Only if it's
art scroll.
Give me your
Siddur. You only trust Tfilas Kol Peh. Only trust Miller. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, I have a real question about the trustworthiness of Siddurim, which is going to be a grand machlokes, which we're going to be learning when we get to tonight, to Seif Vov. So bear with me a few minutes and we'll get there. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, Seif Dalet, when Tzim Tov Kuf Samach Beit. Seif Dalet, Tarnas. No, sorry, Seif Gimel. Let's start with Seif Gimel, perhaps. Top of page Lamet. Test. What if a person decides, okay, gentlemen, I'm going to be fasting today, happens to be Friday. So if he decides to fast on Thursday night, for Friday, he wants to fast on Friday, does that mean that if he's mekabel tainus on Thursday night, he's ending to fast on Friday, I'm going to fast tomorrow, does it mean he's going to fast until Shabbos or a little bit before that? What does it mean? Till Shabbos. Yes, he must fast until Nacht. Even if you eat Friday night, you eat early. Normally, you're going to have to fast until Tzitzik Rechovim. But what you can do is you can say like this. Okay, if he says on Thursday night, I'm going to fast, all right, but I'm only going to fast until we come home from shul. When we come up from shul, shalom aleichem, eish eschayil, meal, I'm going to be eating then. It's all right, you know, I'm going to fast. I'm going to skip Friday morning breakfast. I'm going to skip Friday lunch. I'm going to skip everything. But when I come up from shul on Friday night, if you explicitly say that, it works. That's what he says. Im lo shepirish b'shas kabbalas tainis. If you explicitly state by the acceptance of the fast day, ad she'ashlimu atzibot tfilasim, when people complete their davening, that will work.
Is it considered a day though?
Yeah.
Yeah. You get a full day.
Absolutely. You consider the day. It's a good idea, no? It's probably a good idea. Imagine you make if you want to fast, then
it's in the winter, come to the middle of winter.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Seifei, kol tanis shalai kibala yochid mi bojoim einu tanis. Rabbi said, this is the rule we're going to be discussing shortly. Kol tanis, every fast day, shalai kibla olov ayochid mi bojoim. Sorry, Seif Dalet. Tanis chaloim, thank you. That gives me a lot of... Yes, it's good to know that people have been caught out. So tanis chaloim, a fast day of...
Dream
caused fast. Not a fast that you're dreaming. That wouldn't work. But it's a fast that is caused because of your dream. You also must fast until Tzitzik Rechovim. Even if it's on Erev Shabbos. So if a person wakes up on Friday morning, oh no, this was a bad dream, then he wants to fast. He can fast until Tzitzik Rechovim, until Tzitzik Rechovim, until Nacht, on Friday. Rabbi said, we will be talking more about Tanas Chaloim, but not now. Is it the right thing to do now? There's Tanas Chaloim, yes or no? Interesting Mishnebuah, interesting Chazanesh, we'll talk about that, but not now. Now I want to talk about Seifei. Kol Tanas, Shaloi Kibol of Yochid Mibodioim, Einu Tanas. Every fast day which has not been accepted by the individual is not considered a Tanas. You've got to accept the Tanis in advance. We mentioned that, I believe, yesterday. They spell Aneinu to recite Aneinu. So in terms of fulfilling the Neder, if a person makes a Neder, a Shavua oath, and he says, I'm going to fast 5 fast days, so if a person doesn't, and he decides one of my fasts is going to be tomorrow, and he fails to make a Kabbalah's Tainis, it will still be considered one of his five fast days, despite the fact it wasn't a Kabbalah's Tainis. But you can't recite Aneinu, and it's not really considered a full fast. Some say you can recite Aneinu even without Kabbalah's Tainis. Since some allow it. Certainly in the case of a Tainis Chaloim, you can say Aneinu, says the Rama, if you do Kabbalah's Tainis, without Kabbalah's Tainis when it's a Tainis Chaloim. And that leads us, Rabbi Yosef, to say Vav. When is the right time to accept a Tainis? Okay, a person wants to fast, tshuva. You know, what a common application of a private Tainis is, if Chas V'Shalom, it happens often. Happens a lot when, I mean, a lot. Happens occasionally when a Sefer Torah falls on Simchas Torah. Oh, not Simchas Torah. What do people do when a Sefer Torah falls? Have you ever experienced it? It happens. It happened in Edgeware a few years ago. Not in Kolyak, of course. But in other shul, it happens. No Sefer Torah falling? Simchas Torah, have you experienced it? So you've got to fast. Anybody present probably needs to should fast. So, no, not on the day. It's not Tanis Chaloim.
I once had a dream that they said, Would I require to do it? No, probably not.
Tanis Chaloim is only if it's something. I mean, it depends how much you're. Normally, a conventional Tanis Chaloim, if a person dreams and he's really, really scared of it, that a close relative, something bad happened. I know somebody whom I know woke up in the early morning and he woke up from the dream of a terrible car accident of a close relative. Had, you know, a terrible car accident, and you know, one of those was, and he was really, really scared. So he wants to know if we should make Kabbalah's Tainis, if we should do a Tainis Chaloim, and that's exactly what Tainis Chaloim is for. That is what Tainis Chaloim is for. So, yes.
So if you in a shul, an unfortunate Sefer Torah dropped or fell, do you have to designate it individually the next day?
Correct. So generally what's happening, the answer to your question is yes, there should be a Tainis happening. You don't do it on the day, and you should accept it. Normally what happens in such a case, I mean normally, whenever it happens, then the Rav, whoever is responsible, will designate the day that the Tzibur should fast, which is normally after the Chodesh of, you know, it shouldn't be in Tishrei, so you probably wait until afterwards, after Chodesh, and designate, when anyway the days get a bit shorter, it's a bit easier to fast then, and that's when it designates, and people shouldn't be Mekabel Tainis. Rabbi Isai, when is the Kabbalah Tainis meant to take place? During Mincha, Emosai Mekabloi betfilas Mincha Oima b'Shemei Tefila. Oi, you either say during Shemei Tefila or Achas Shtiyam Tefilasa by completing the Tefila Koidim Shakuragla before you step back. And what do you say as follows: Hareini betaynes Yochid lemacha. I am accepting a Tainis Yochid tomorrow. Yerotzoin, it should be the will of Hashem. Shtet Tefilasi b'Yom Tanisi Mekubelas. My Tefila should be accepted. My Tana should be accepted. If you didn't verbalize it, if you thought in your heart about this acceptance of the fast day, it's a good enough Kabbalah if you think in your heart. Specifically, if you think about it very specifically and very consciously during the Tefillah of Mincha. It's better to accept the Tainis during at the end of the tefillah rather than in the middle of the tefillah, Kadesh al Hafsik Filos in order not to create a Hafsik. Rabbi Isai, so we're learning over here. Kabbalah's Tainis is required, and it should be generally do it during Mincha. To be halacha discuss if it's tough to be during Mincha or just prior to nightfall. Okay. So if you done Mincha at 2 o'clock, yeah, we discussed that yesterday. It's far better to. Okay, but either way, you okay. Now Rabbi Isai, what I want to point out is the following question. You say, what do you recite? You say the following words. Hareini betanis yochid lemocha, yirotzen, etc. Now, does anybody have a siddur here? Is there a siddur here? Do you mind to give out a couple of different versions of siddurim? If you don't mind. And you look at the end of Mincha. The end of Mincha. Sorry, can we just, I challenge you. I know what it says, because I checked it up.
Where
do
you look, Rabbi?
You open up the Mincha, and at the end of Mincha, at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Came with various versions of Siddurim. So what is it, Yan, after that? Okay, can you please read the first line? Does it say anything else? Is that okay? Okay, stop here. That's good. So, can you just repeat the first few words? What does it say? Does it say anything else? That's it. Any other stum? That's called pep for sure. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's what it says. That's okay. I want to address something else. No. After, is it tefillah called pep?
And there's also there's one for a group class, yeah, which is Gilui Vayidua, you know,
God,
about the blood.
That's what you say during the actual fast.
You can't make korbanos now, so with the blood.
That's what a person says during the fast. When he's actually fasting, that's the answer he said during the fast.
So it's minute, but I is Omer, yeah, but the previous one is...
Yeah, I want to see the previous one, but I want to see other editions. Stephen, do you have a tefillah called pair? Which edition have you got?
So I've got an art scroll. There's nothing. I've got an art scroll pocket, and it's got. It's nothing. It's got the end of the Shemona Esra.
Yeah.
Aleinu.
No, before Aleinu.
Before Aleinu. There's nothing before Aleinu in my one.
There is. Must be downstairs. Yeah. Is it not Siddurim of Yerushalayim's art scroll?
I'll have a look. I've got a current one here.
Because I want to show you something very, very, very interesting. It's
Where would it be, Rabbi?
Go to Mincha at the end of Mincha. Yeah. Okay.
At the end of Shemona Esra.
Yeah, after Shemona Esra.
Not in my siddur. It's just got then Olay the Kadosh Olay.
Look, does it say something like that?
After version.
Like in a brackets or something in a. I know in Tefillah it's called Pets in the bottom.
Rabbi, I've got a version here.
What have you got? First
this
line.
This is Siddur Eis Rotzoin.
Okay.
It says, Ribon Ha'olamim, Harayni Lefonecha Bestanis Nadova Lamacha Bli Neida Ubli Shavua.
That's it. That's what I wanted to see. Thank you very much. That's what I wanted to hear. Thank you, Rabbi Tepa. Many editions of Siddurim say the words Bli Neida. They say, Harayni Betanis Yochid Macha Bli Neida. And this has been corrected in a very modern Siddurim such as our school. But if you look in any average Siddur that you have at home, no, he's very good. He's very, very accurate. He's the most accurate Siddur around. Yeah, it's Avlomtansky, he's the most accurate Siddur around. So our school has rectified this, and they do it as it says in Shulchan Aruch. If you open up any other Siddurim, you will look inside, not any, but many other Siddurim, such as Tfilas Kol Peh. What are you saying? Which Siddur are you using?
It's not my one. My daughter's an Eis Rotzon.
Eis Rotzon?
Yeah.
This is, I would say, probably the most common Siddur in the world. Is that true? I think so. Maybe our school is beating it now. It's extremely common. Extremely common. It's very cheap. And it's very common. It's been... Now, I would say... yeah, Tfilas Kol Peh. So if you look over here at the end, after Shemona Esra, at the end of Mincha, I'm reading the words. If you don't believe me, Ribon Olam, Harini Lefonecha Betanis Nadova Lemacha Bli Neido Vli Shvua. Then after this, it continues with the regular day. Bli Neido Vli Shvua. And I understand why it's there. Why is it there?
Because the writer that said it was, had a mother or a wife that cooked really well, and they might have got home and saw what we're doing before, and I thought, I don't really want to do it. It's the out. If you take me there, you can have it.
Exactly. So, absolutely. Whether it's dinner related or not, the idea is that I want to make a fast tomorrow, so I'm going to cover this, but who knows? Perhaps tomorrow I'll be suddenly so hungry. Yeah, perhaps dinner looks really good. Perhaps perhaps there's something really... And maybe I'm going to break my fast, maybe I'm going to wake up with a splitting headache. So I want to just keep myself on the safe side. Therefore, I'm going to say Bli Neida. Rabbi Sai, Siddurim will say, it's a good idea. You don't want to commit for a fast if you don't need to, right? Not a good idea, why?
Because are you going to do it? You're not going to do it. The plenary just gives you a nap, doesn't it? It's just the Yetzer Hara.
Yeah. I want to share with you what the Shlomo Zalman says, and I think it's a fantastic. Shlomo Zalman says a bit what you are saying, but he says even more. He says if you say Bli Neida uvli Shvua, you are actually ruining it completely. Because a Tanis needs to have a Kabbalah. And any Kabbalah which doesn't have a Neda, which doesn't have a commitment, is not a Kabbalah, and therefore you've ruined it altogether. Wow. So said Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. It's, I understand, it's hard. Everybody's inclined to say a Bnei Neder. I would also want to say a Bnei Neder. It makes more sense. But you're ruining your Kabbalah status. But he said, there's more Siddurim in the world printed with Bnei Neder than without. Yeah. I've checked. I did once a bit of research. I looked at pre-war Siddurim. They're all headed as well. So it's not a recent addition, the Bnei Neder. It's been there for a long time.
What does it say in the kind of the United Synagogue, kind of old-fashioned?
I wonder, the singers, I wonder, that's very accurate. Anybody's got access to singing? Hey, there's a singer in the back, I think, over here. Yeah, up in the...
Yeah,
where are they? Singers. Any singers?
No.
I wonder. I'd be very interested to know, actually.
What was in the Sfadi?
Yeah, what does yours say, the Sfadi one? It doesn't have the Yerotz at all, after Mincha.
Do I get Sfadi one? No.
Oh, I said it's an interesting piece of research. Find out which Siddurim which to use. May I think that most Siddurim? No, that's just. Oh, you've gone too far. You also. B'tanis yach lemocha. No, it doesn't simply neither. That's good. It's good. Yeah, good. We should all to go to the Avodas Hashem Siddur. Rabbi said, this is the Bishlam Zalman, it makes a lot of sense. Now, there's another way out, which Bishlam Zalman questions, which is as follows. What about if a person is scared of being Kabbalah Tainus? He says, you know, at the end of the day, I may have a headache, I might be hungry, I don't know if I can pull through fast. I want to fast. I think I did something wrong yesterday. I want to fast. I didn't realize it was meaty and milky. I didn't realize I really, really, well, it was Michal Shabbos. I switched the light on. I didn't realize. I want to get it better. So I can't bring a carbon, so I'm going to fast instead. Okay. So we're saying to say Bnei Neder, no good. Can you say like this? I'm going to fast tomorrow, but if I decide during the day that I prefer to say Mizmor Kapitel Tehillim instead, that will do as well. So I'm keeping my options open. Will that work?
It's where less is kind,
isn't it? He said it loses its... Yeah, Shlomo Zalman is also of that opinion. He said you can't do it. So even if you give yourself a way out, Shlomo Zalman says, no. He said you probably still... Yeah, he said you probably...
If you're a healthy person without any health conditions, to make it to fast one day is just nothing. It's nothing. You used to fast for like 28 days with just water.
So
the human body can...
28 days reminds me of the Ramadan, but yes.
The human body can
cook for... Yeah, can cook
without food for ages. I mean, we don't have water, but obviously you can survive without food and water for...
Yeah, so that's...
I think it's better to simply neder than with neder.
Why?
And then a person break the vow. And
that is exactly why most Siddurim have got to be neder, because they're scared. But I'm saying, shame with you, Shem Zalman Oybach says, if you say Bli neder, you have killed the fast. It's not a Kabbalah status. I want to ask you, if you decide one morning, I'm going to fast for my sins.
It's not a neder, but
a Kabbalah, an acceptance of a fast, needs to have a full commitment. If you're not fully committed, you've spoiled it. Even if you end up fasting.
How long
will
Shabbos you get a bit of a leeway?
How? On Erev Shabbos? You say that, yeah, because you can't accept Melechat Chileh fast until... People come home from shul. You can make a fast. You can say, I'm accepting a fast. So on a regular day, it's a bit. Yeah, no, Le Maisa, with Mishnebul is Mekel. He said you can Melechat Chil accept. On Shabbos, unquestionably so, you can accept the fast Melechat Chil until you come home from Shul. On a regular weekday, we learned also it is possible. Mishnebul doesn't like it so much, but it is certainly, certainly possible. So you can accept a partial fast. Okay, and you know what? We're going to leave. No, let me just start this first couple of lines in Siv Zayin. That you're accepting the fast until a certain set time. Yeah, so for instance, until people come home from shul. I don't know what the minimum time would be. He speaks, yeah, it's got to hurt. You're right, it's got to hurt. Mr. Wood says, but skipping breakfast is also considered hurting. Because the whole day, your digestive system is going to be upside down. So says the Mishnah Berurah. You're not going to be, once you skip your breakfast, have you experienced that? Once you skip breakfast, the whole day is now you're not quite. Is that true? Or you're anyway one of those people that don't eat breakfast? So the Mishnah Berurah says that it's anyway, so.
Coffee or tea.
Mishnah Berurah says, therefore, that it's going to hurt if you skip breakfast, you're going to have some tiredness. It says Mishnah Berurah, it's going to be some element of tiredness by skipping. Kibbutz of tiredness, but filas amincha, afal pisho oichel, vishoy se belayin, or leif sit klum. If a person accepts the fast, and yet by night he's still going to eat and drink, he hasn't lost anything. Because obviously, kibbutz of tiredness is before the fast, and the fast starts in the morning. We're going to do that tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, fine. So we covered this evening that the halachas, we learned that an individual can accept a tannis, he can't accept a partial tannis. Tannis chaloyim does need an acceptance beforehand. It does require acceptance. Otherwise, a person, we learned that the acceptance of the tannis is going to be bat filas mincha bashmeat filah, or bat yet, at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. It's better to do it at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, because if you do it in Shemat Tefillah, it's considered a hefsek. You're going to say Harini B'tanis Yochid Lemacha, but Mishnah Berurah, the Shulam B'Shamazam says, don't say Bli Neida. And these are, and finally, we learned also that obviously you can eat by night after Kabbalah's Tainis. Good evening, Avos.